This interview is brought to you by EduVos. Applications for 2026 are still open. Enroll today. Now, higher education, I don't need to tell you, is under growing pressure to change, not just because technology is moving quickly, but because the world of work is changing just as fast. Employers are looking, I think, for more adaptable, work-ready graduates. Students want more flexible and relevant learning pathways. And institutions are being forced to rethink everything from curriculum design to digital delivery. Now, against that backdrop, EduVos says the next decade of higher education will belong to institutions that are more agile, more industry-aligned, and better able to prepare students for a fast-changing African economy. This is an important issue. I want to discuss it in a little more detail with Dr. Riaan Steenberg, who is Executive Director at EduVos. Riaan, a very warm welcome. And when you talk about a future-ready institution, in practical terms, what does that mean for a South African student who is choosing where to study?
Thank you, Jeremy. And for me, really, a future-ready higher education institution is one that deliberately designs for constant change rather than stable, predictable careers. Universities can no longer assume that graduates will follow linear professional paths. Instead, they must prepare students to move across roles, industry, and context over time. And this requires a strong emphasis on adaptability, problem-solving, applied thinking, rather than training students for a single occupational outcome that may not exist for long. I think we can all recognize that you used to train for a single career, and even the things that we trained when we were young are very, very different now. And that requires us as institutions to shift away from content delivery as the primary measure of success and really look at an environment where information technology are widely accessible. And the differentiator is not what students know, but how effectively they can interpret information, ask better questions, work critically with technology, and apply knowledge in an unfamiliar real-world context. Because that's what's going to happen to them. They're going to change. The world's going to change around them, and they need to be ready to understand the basics, but also to adapt in that world.
Riaan, you're absolutely right. And everything these days is moving at warp speed. Difficult to make sure that qualifications stay connected then to the real economy, right?
Yes, Jeremy. And I think that there is some perceptions that a degree is not enough, but also, increasingly, not all degrees are equal. And I think that that's something that we do have to recognize. And for us, definitely, our academic model is definitely aimed at creating future-ready graduates and really working with industry to constantly adapt, because industry is looking towards young people to go into positions, to make the changes that require them to be relevant, etc. And what I do find is that although you could get a BCom from two institutions, if the one is future ready, then they've taught you how to use technology tools and all the resources around you to achieve the outcomes. While the people that take a kind of more classical view think it's important to give you more theory lessons so that whenever there is something that happens that you could deeply revert to theory. I don't know if I've experienced this, Jeremy, but I think the theory is changing so fast. Everything that we believe that we knew in any field, it is advancing so rapidly that we need to look at the situation in front of us. And like you say, I've settled it in the real world economy.
And that's so important, because you talk about something called stackable qualifications and flexible pathways. And the reality of the situation, I guess, is that younger professionals may have to reinvent themselves more than once in their careers. And I'm probably being kind here. I would imagine probably every 2 to 3 years these days, they might need to reinvent themselves.
Yeah, we used to say in IT that everything changes every 90 days. And I think with AI, everything changes every 2 weeks. So I'm not sure one can really prepare for that, other than to look at how do we take human intelligence and teach it to be critical about machine intelligence and all the other tools that's around you. But also what we do see is that stackable qualifications allow students to build their capacity progressively, pause and pivot their studies when necessary, align learning more closely with shifting career trajectories. And something that happens very practical in our space is that because we work so close with industry, They are in the classroom. They are there with us. We give people the opportunity to understand their curriculum content, assessment design, applied projects, working with community projects. We have, for example, a law clinic where we're actually working with people in the real world and their issues. And we're expanding that into other areas. And that really creates a real-world grounding and that flexible skill so that when you're a graduate, you can hit the ground running, but you also have that flexible skill, that meta skill of being able to adapt. And that for us is super critical.
It's also about how the information or the knowledge is imparted these days. And in your view, then, where does digital learning genuinely improve outcomes? And maybe just share some thinking on how the human element still matters.
Absolutely. I think we must all recognize that hybrid work environments is here to stay. And that a typical university does not teach you to do that kind of hybrid work. Just because you have to log into a website to submit your assignments doesn't mean that you've learned to work in virtual teams and how that all pulls together. We create digital spaces that help students develop autonomy, time management, and adaptability as part of their learning experience rather than as secondary skills. And that has to be done through curriculum by design. We design our curriculum to take people into spaces where their interaction matters, where their human perspective matters. There's an interesting study recently that showed the higher the level of your education, the better you use, for example, AI. And I think that that's so critical because as the machines are getting smarter, we're going to have to be more precise about what we want from it. And we're already seeing that with the latest kind of advances, that the human is important.
Just a final one on the democratization of education. We know that the continent has a rapidly growing youth population, but fair to say, a very uneven access to quality higher education. What, in your opinion, needs to happen for that growth to become an economic advantage rather than a missed opportunity for so many people?
Absolutely. And so at Edubus, we've got about 25,000 students and across our 12 campuses. And we typically assist quite a few of them every year to move between campuses, delivery modes, and stages of life. So giving people opportunity to resume their studies or to, through recognition of prior learning, get into qualifications after they may have paused it some years ago. So that we recognize that education is a service and not the random thing that is happening at most public institutions at this point in time, where you enter with a promise and there's a 10% chance of you finishing. So I think we need to rethink what education's doing and give people the skills and opportunity to reskill for employability rather than relying on a single credential to secure a lifetime career.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Dr. Rian Steenberg, who is Executive Director at Eduvos. This interview was brought to you by Eduvos. Applications for 2026 are still open. Enroll today.
What does your future look like? Are you an innovator, entrepreneur, or change maker? At Eduvos, students are shaping Africa's future. With more than 20 accredited qualifications across IT, law, commerce, applied science, and humanities, Eduvos provides the knowledge, skills, and confidence to turn ambition into action. Applications are open. Enroll online at eduvos.com. Eduvos, your education, your future.